today in regards to the new series that I can start on Peace of Mind. So I think the best way to find peace of mind is one of the best ways is to count your blessings. So I'm going to do 644, count your blessings.
Upon life's billows you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Hold up care, does the cross seem heavy? You are called to bear. Count your many blessings, ringing out will fly, and it will serve ringing as the days go by. Count your blessings, ring them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Blessings, see what God has done. And then gold, thinking this has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings and he cannot buy your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, when comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, and by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Father, again, we thank you for the gift and the giver. We thank you, Father, because you truly have blessed us in abundance. We give that back to you today. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Did you ever get a text back from me? Well, I think he's supposed to get up around 2:30, something like that.
Praise Him above the heavenly. Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Been doing a few new songs. We're trying to integrate some new music into our worship service. So we're going to do one that we actually used as a special music about a year ago, 6 months to a year ago, and it's called Oh Glory, Casting Crowns. I'm sure you've heard of that verse. It's one of my favorites, one of Melissa's favorites. So we're going to sing that today, and hope you like it. The men and women have different parts, so I'll tell you as we get there. Okay?
His praises. One day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is He. The Word became flesh, and the light shined among us, His glory revealed. Love me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away, rising He justified, freely forever, one day He's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. Far away. distance far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming on glorious day. On glorious day.
Everybody here is a product of prayer. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Somebody praying for you, been praying for you, always been praying for you. I know I am. Well, this special is sort of a little bit of a take on the power of prayer and what we need. I just came out of this series called Forgiveness, and so this song has a little bit of a message about forgiveness and prayer. So listen to it, Brother Larry.
Everybody's just laughing. People across the world holding on. The earth caved in. The ocean came down crashing. My neighbor lost his house 'cause he can't find a job. Don't you dare pledge allegiance. Don't you dare speak of God. Speak of God. Forgiveness, I wanna make a difference, even in the smallest way. I'm only one person, but I can feel it working. I believe in better days, that's why I pray. Some stupid video posted as a joke, somebody's life gets ruined. Out of everything we can create, where is the cure to keep the sick from losing? Babies having babies 'cause their parents are always gone. Somehow we have forgotten how to make a house a home. If I could forget them on my own, I'd let go and just move on. But heaven knows I am only human. Yeah.
If you want to make a difference, if you want to make a difference, start on your knees. That's what makes a difference.
Amen.
If you're praying for your children, you're praying for your spouse, you're praying for your parents, you're praying for your friends, you're praying for yourself, the way to make a difference is to start on your knees praying. Give the Lord a hand of applause, huh? Well, we're going to start this new series called Can I Truly Have Peace of Mind? It's a big time question in the day and age in which we live. It's very hard to find any quality of time in everybody's busy life to have peace. Some people can't even have peace when they sleep because they're always thinking, dreaming, nightmares. Some people don't sleep very well because of all of the conflict that they're dealing with. Next thing you know, what else is affected? Your health. Believe me, your health is affected to a lot of the quality of life that you have and the peace of mind that you have. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So this thing called peace, peace of mind, it has to start somewhere. Where does it start? It has to start with the only one who can give you true peace, and that is Jesus Christ. Give him a hand of applause in his house. Now, before we get started, the last time I wore this suit 2 or 3 weeks ago, of course, as I've lost some weight, so I'm able to button it now. But I got this email, and about the time I think I've seen it all, I get something that I can maybe can say I've heard it all or seen it all. I had this guy to email me from up in the Northeast, and he said a friend of mine called me and said, you need to turn on the internet and watch this fella and see if he reminds you of anybody. So he goes on our website and goes on our email and watches me, and he emails me. And he said, I never was so in my life taken back. He said, you're a good preacher and all that, but that's not what I'm talking about. He said, you look exactly to the T like my grandfather looks. And he said, my grandfather passed away in 1979, so I'm a whole lot older now. But he said, it was so scary to sit and to watch you. Even your mannerisms, it's just like my grandfather who passed away in 1979. And he said, but one thing that I want to tell you about my grandfather. He said, I'm not going to tell you his name. And he didn't tell me his name in his email. But he said, my grandfather was a crime boss in New York City. And was killed in 1979. And he said, in that black suit with that touch of gray hair, you look exactly like him. And he signed it, from here on out, when I email you, I'm going to say, Dear Mob Minister. So now I've seen it all. So am I really that scary looking? No, but I may start dyeing my hair. Yeah. So I emailed him back and I said, well, I'm going to assume that what you told me was a compliment. Considering the congregation that I have, it maybe fits the profile. I said, well, I hope from now on when you watch me, you can get past who I look like and listen to the to the message, because I hope that since those days that your life has changed. And he emailed me back, and he said his life had changed, and he's active in his church up in New Jersey, and just said that. But he said, I cannot still help when I watch you to think of my grandfather. And I said, well, I hope that brings comfort to you in some way. So as I put this suit on this morning, it sort of reminded me of that. Man, don't make no mistakes around me. Johnny Cash Jr. here, I'm telling you. Alex, you did a great job last week filming for us. And Tim and Stephanie put it all together and did a good job. And Larry, we missed you, and welcome back. And we ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. You ready to go? Subject: can I truly have peace of mind? We'll see if we can answer that. Here we go. Let's give each and every one who'll be watching by internet today with a wonderful hand of applause in his house. We're going to start a new series today called Can I Truly Have Peace of Mind? We just came out of a series called Forgiveness, and we appreciate all those who sent us comments about that, and we appreciate that and keep them coming. I want to say from the beginning, we're going to have three parts to this series. Peace of mind is something that Satan does not want you to have. He wants you troubled in your heart, troubled in your soul. We cannot control other people. I want you to listen to me very, very closely. If your peace of mind is based on others, you will never have it.
Amen.
Let me say that one more time. If your peace of mind is based on other people, you will never have it, because Satan won't allow it. Your peace of mind has to be based on one thing, and that's your relationship with Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. We start off with Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord. Bow your heads with me, please. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, Father, everyone within the sound of my voice, whether in this congregation or watching by internet, may we truly claim today, through your word, that we can have peace if we are at peace with you. Father, Satan does not want us to have peace of mind. He puts circumstances in our way, puts worry in our way, sickness in our way. Father, the only way that we can truly have peace today, true peace, everlasting peace, is it has to begin with Jesus. And Father, that's where we will begin this series. Can I truly have peace of mind? The only way that you can is through your faith in Jesus Christ. Bless this series. May we understand fully how much you love and care for us. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said, we have to begin where true peace is. Therefore, being justified by faith, Justified by faith means when we accept Jesus Christ by faith, we become saved. When we become saved, we are justified to be a part of the family of God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, when we make a decision to accept Jesus, therefore, when we make that decision to accept Jesus, believe in Jesus, look what happens. We, meaning anyone who by faith believes in Jesus, we have peace with God. Now I want you to notice something here. This does not say we have peace with every person. That's not what this says yet. This says we have peace with God through our Lord, meaning Jesus. It starts off, the only way that we can truly have peace in this world is to start off by having peace with Jesus. What I mean by that is that once you accept Jesus, believe in Jesus, He is Lord of your life, He is your Savior, you have been promised that you now have peace with God. It has to begin there. You cannot worry about having peace with anyone else until you settle it with God. You have to settle your life with God. How do you do that? You do it by faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. Once you do that, you have peace with God. Now, to have peace with God means that I don't have any worries about my relationship with God. Even though I'm still not perfect, and even though I still sin, because God is justifying me by forgiving me of my sin when I ask Him. And there's not a day goes by that I don't need to ask God through Jesus Christ for forgiveness. Is that perfectly clear? Say amen.
Amen.
Once I do that, my peace is renewed with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the beginning of having peace of mind. The beginning. Not the end, but the beginning. Once I accept Jesus Christ, once I believe in Him, and I have made peace with Him, then I can begin to understand where peace comes from and how to claim it. Here we go. Romans chapter 5, or 15, verse 13. Now, the God of hope. Once we accept Jesus, we understand what hope is. Fill you with all joy and peace in believing. What happens when I accept Jesus Christ? I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Everybody understand that? Say amen. Once I am filled with the Holy Spirit, one of the two things that I need to claim is joy and peace within me. Not others. I haven't got to others yet. Not everybody in my family. I haven't got to that yet. It has to begin with me. Do you understand that? Say amen. I cannot have peace with someone else unless I have peace with God first. Very, very important in this series. You have to see that. You have to understand that. It has to come alive on the page. Now, the God of hope. Fill you means fill you within the Holy Spirit with all joy and peace in believing. How do I receive joy and peace? In believing in Jesus. That's how I do it. That you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Abound means to continue. This is not a one-day deal. Where one day I walk the aisle, or one day you bow your heads, wherever you may be at in the internet world, and you say, Jesus, come into my life. You accept Him. You ask Him for forgiveness. He comes into your life. The Holy Spirit fills you up. You have joy and peace at that moment. Now, the next day, you don't go to another lousy life. You don't go to where you don't have peace and joy. This is an everyday experience where a lot of people make a mistake. They come in, they accept Jesus, they join the church, they stay 2 or 3 weeks, and then they're gone, you never see them again. And then they wonder why they're miserable. Well, no wonder you're miserable. It's like if you buy a new car. Now listen to this. This is real simple. You go out and buy a new car. Back in my day of messing with car and car dealerships, when you bought a new car, they filled it up for you. I thought that was real neat. You pay $25,000 for a vehicle and they give you $30 worth of gas. You put that in your math book, that's pretty good. Now, if I drive that car and never fill it up, it's going to last me however many days, and then it's just going to stop running. I don't care how new it is. I don't care if it's still got a warranty. I don't care if you pay $10,000 for it or $200,000 for it. If you don't go back and put gas in it, it will stop in its tracks. I didn't go over your head, did I? Man, that's good stuff there, the cow. Oh, that's good stuff. There. Does that make sense to you? But we get people to do the same thing in their spiritual life. They come, they get filled up, and they leave. Then all of a sudden they run on empty, and they can't figure out where to go to find it again. You know, when your car's out of gas, if you've got any intelligence at all, you have to go to a filling station, gas station, wherever, and put gas back in it. Once you do, more than likely, it'll start back up again. It'll start traveling again. Everything will start working because you put gas in it. Now, I know that really sounds silly, but really, folks, when you think about it, it's about how silly it is when people come into church and stay a few weeks and leave and then wonder why their lives are messed up.
Amen.
I mean, that's silly. That's silly at the nth degree. So we need to be filled up with joy and peace so that we can abound. Keep going. Keep a going. We keep believing. We keep listening to Jesus, reading His Word, going to His church, and we are constantly being filled by His Spirit. And that's how we obtain peace with God. Give the Lord a hand of applause in His house. Brother Larry, next piece of scripture, please. John chapter 14:27, Jesus is speaking here. Peace I leave with you. Key phrase, my peace. Not the world's peace, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know what robs our peace? This is real simple psychology. It's when you are afraid. Listen to me very closely. It's when you're afraid. It's when you're sick and you're scared. It's when your kids are wild and you're scared. It's when your spouse is doing things they shouldn't be doing and you get scared. Your job gets in jeopardy and you get scared. Your church gets in trouble and you get scared. You look around at the world, you read the paper, listen to the news, watch your TV, and you get what? Scared. You get afraid. Nothing will rob you of your peace more than being afraid. Look at this piece of scripture as we pick it apart. Peace I leave with you. Jesus knew He was going to be leaving His earthly body to become spiritual, to go back to His Father, to one day He can come with us again. But here's what He says. This is a promise. Promise. Claim it. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. This peace that I'm talking about, this peace of mind, peace of heart, could only be given by one person, and that is Jesus Christ. The only way you're going to find true peace is to have it through Jesus Christ. Not as the world giveth. The world says if you have money, you'll have peace. World says if you have possessions, you'll have peace. World says this, world says that. If you have stability, if you have a good job, you'll have peace. Because the world says that's where you claim your peace is through all those things. Folks, things, and listen to me closely, things cannot give you peace. I don't care how many things you've got or lack of. Doesn't matter. Things of this world cannot nor will ever give you eternal peace. The only thing in this world, on this planet, that will give you peace, that will last for eternity, is your relationship with Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Now, I've talked many times about this, let not your heart be troubled, because it's a promise, but not very many people claim it. When it says, let not your heart be troubled, it has to start with Jesus. Listen to me closely. When it says, let not your heart be troubled, never be troubled about your relationship with Jesus. You settle that now. Because your heart's always going to be in trouble unless you settle it with Jesus. And what I mean by that is once you settle your salvation, you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you begin a relationship with Him, your heart will never be troubled with Him, because He has saved it, because you have accepted Him by faith. It's something inside of you. It's your faith. It's your joy, because I've accepted Jesus Christ. He has justified me because I believe in Him. Understand that? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I believe with all of my heart, when I accept Jesus Christ and I hang on to Him and I'm faithful to Him, nothing will ever be able to separate me from His love.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause in His house. So if I can never be separated from God, doesn't mean I'm not going to sin. Does it mean that I'm not going to have people who are going to aggravate me, trouble me? This is the world we live in. Understand this. I've used this phrase many, many times over so many years. You cannot control others. The only person you can control is who? You. And if you don't come to full acceptance and circle of that, you'll never have peace of mind. Can you control yourself? It's going to be a question we're going to ask several times. Chapter 16, verse 33 of the Gospel of John. These things I have spoken unto you, that you in me might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. Do you see this? Jesus is speaking. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Ooh. That's the best advice that you'll ever get free on this planet. It doesn't get any better than this when you really truly believe what this says on the screen and believe what it says in your Bible. Here's the real clue, the real glue to having peace of mind. These things have I spoken unto you. The Bible is there for a reason. Listen to me closely. It's there for a reason. It's not for a decoration. It's not to put on a table and never looked at. The Bible is here for a reason. It's here for you to be able to read and study it and claim the promise that's in it. This is why Scripture is precious. This is why He said, these things have I spoken unto you. Now, we wasn't there in person, but now we have His words through the Bible. When we read it, we claim these promises. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Again, I've said in the beginning of the series, the only way to have peace is in me, me being Jesus. He's the author and finisher of your faith and your peace of mind. Nothing else. Nothing else on this planet, no counselor, no preacher, no anybody, no psychiatrist, no drugs, no anything will be able to give you the truest peace than that of God's Word through His Spirit, through the cross, through faith, through mercy, through grace. That's how you receive peace of mind. Give the Lord a hand of applause in His house. Now, let me open your eyes to something. In the world, you shall have tribulation. Well, that'll bust your bubble, won't it? One thing that you got to understand about Jesus, He's the author of the truth. He's going to tell you the truth. Do you think Jesus didn't have tribulation? And He's the author of peace. He had it all around Him. His disciples had it all around them. Lord, some of them was married. You know they didn't have peace. Thank God my wife's in the nursery.
I'll tell
your wife is still here in the nursery.
But it's amazing from day to day what comes at us to rob us, and let me use this word very carefully, robs us of our peace. You're robbed every day of it. Every day somebody's going to say something, somebody's going to do something. They may be related to you, they could be a perfect stranger. But somebody's going to try to rob you of your peace that day. Because, I'm just here to tell you, there's not a moment on this planet that there's not going to be tribulation. That's biblical. That's the truth. No way to get around it. So don't try to get around it, because it doesn't work. The world tries to tell you ways to get around it. It doesn't work. Here's the best way to deal with tribulation, is to hit it head on, put Jesus in front, put His Holy Spirit in front, put God the Father in front, put it in drive, and let's go and see what happens. Now, if you decide to hit it head on, leave God behind, leave the Holy Spirit behind, leave Jesus behind, then no wonder we've got a world through of troubles, tribulations, people killing themselves. There's no peace because people don't believe in God anymore. You're not even allowed to speak His name. There is no peace anymore because Jesus is not allowed anywhere. His Holy Spirit's not allowed anywhere. There's no peace in church because sometimes God's not allowed in church. His Holy Spirit's not allowed in church. His Son Jesus Christ is not allowed in church. Because you know how the Holy Spirit comes into church? You know how Jesus comes into the church? It's through you. Through the membership. When we leave Jesus outside the door, He don't come in the door. We need Jesus in the church. We need Jesus all over this planet. Because when He's in the church, He will go to home with you. And believe me, when you leave this church, you need to take Him home with you. Take Him in the door. Because I promise you, Satan's waiting for you just as soon as you get there. But take Him first. Let Him lead the way. Simply because you have to face facts. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. But, be of good cheer. Some of you say, oh, you've got to be kidding me. What do you mean, be of good cheer? You don't know what I'm going to face when I get home. You don't know what I'm going to face tomorrow. You don't know what's in my checkbook. You don't know my children, my family, my boss. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. And you're right. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Well, let's get that clear. Have I made that point? You're right. I don't know. Here's what I do know. I do know if you put Jesus first, I don't care what you're going home to face, you can get through it. Because be a good cheer. What's it say? I have what? Overcome the world. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now I want you to see this phrase. It says, I have overcome the world. Didn't say you have. Didn't say your friends have. Didn't say your family has. He says, I have. You haven't overcome anything. unless you put Jesus first in your life. And I promise you, if you don't do that, you're not going to overcome anything. It's going to overcome you. How's that for just being point blank honest? And I know. Because in times when I've left Jesus out of my life, life overcame me. That's a horrible feeling. You've tried it, I know. You've been there, I know. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I know it doesn't work for you. It didn't work for me. Because the world will destroy you in heartbeat. Right where you're sitting and where you're standing. Unless you put your life in the hands of Jesus.
Amen.
Because he says, I have overcome the world. There's victory in Jesus. But there's no victory in your life unless you put Jesus in it. As we start this series, if you're going to learn how to have true peace of mind, quit concentrating on the world because it's not there. If you concentrate on the world will overcome you and rob you of every bit of peace in your life. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? It'll rob you. Some of you are robbed now. Some of you know people who are robbed because they've not claimed this. They haven't started off with Jesus. Start your day off with Jesus, and whatever comes your way, you will be able to deal with it because it's coming your way. Tribulation's going to come. You can't stop it. I can't stop it. I can't promise you that it will be stopped. All I can promise you is when it comes your way, Jesus says, be of good cheer. Because if I'm in front, it's got to come through me first before it comes through to you. It's all according to where Jesus is in your life, whether you can overcome this, whether you can start experiencing true peace of mind. Is he in front of you? Is he leading you? Or is he behind you? If he's behind you, it's no good. Because you lead the way. Satan loves it when you put God behind you and you start leading God instead of God leading you. He loves that. Loves it when your family does it. Loves it when your friends do it. Because then you're a wide open target for Satan. A big target. And let me tell you something. He's a good hunter. Satan loves to hunt. The Bible says he comes to devour you. See, that's what it is when you hunt something. You devour something. Satan's hungry. He loves to feed off of your misery. And if you don't put Jesus in front, he's coming after you. You put Jesus in front of your life, after a while he'll run. Because he keeps coming back. When he keeps coming back, keeps running into Jesus, he's pretty smart. Next thing you know, he don't come back too often. Because why? Because he gets whipped. He gets spanked. He gets punished. He gets knocked around. He gets knocked out of the way so that you can take each step. Because Jesus can overcome Satan. You make the choice. This thing of having peace of mind is your choice. It's no one else's choice. It's your choice. You make it. If you want peace of mind, it will not be based on your circumstances or the circumstances of the people around you. It has to be based on one thing, and that's your relationship with Jesus. Do you know him today? Is he a part of your life? Is he in front of your life? Is he leading your life? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? You're involved in a church. You go to church. You read your Bible. You study your Bible. You put Jesus first. And I promise you, to answer this question, can I truly have peace of mind? Yes, you can. But it's based upon the choices you make. Give the Lord a hand of applause in his house. Would you stand with me, please? As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. In the precious and holy name of Jesus. Oh, Father, today, so many people across this world, and yes, so many people in churches across this world, don't have peace of mind. It's because they've made bad choices. They haven't asked for forgiveness. They haven't gone to the one who can give them peace. They haven't asked for forgiveness. Oh, there's peace. There's peace at the cross. There's peace at Calvary. If you would just turn to Jesus, make Him Lord of your life. And then once you do that, continually every day, ask the Lord for strength. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Find a local church and attend it. Get involved in it. Find a Bible, find a translation you can understand and study it. Study it daily and surround yourself with good, godly people. It doesn't make the world perfect, but I promise you, you can have peace of mind if you claim it today, if you live it today, if you pray for it today, in the name of Jesus. If you're here today and you're lost, would you accept Him? Would you believe in Him? Would you come and take me by the hand and say, Brother Roger, I want to believe in Jesus and I want to accept Him. I want to be forgiven of my sins. He will do that. And from this day forth, your course will be set toward heaven. Maybe you're here today and you're saved, but there's a lot of tension in your life, a lot of pressure in your life, maybe a lot of sin in your life. And you need to come to this altar and ask the Lord to forgive you. You do that. Quit worrying about what someone else thinks. Only worry about what Jesus thinks. No one else in this room died for you. Only Jesus died for you. If you're watching by internet today, it is my ultimate prayer that you believe in Jesus. Accept Him. Wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing, all you got to do is just bow your head and say, Jesus, I accept you. Will you forgive me? Will your amazing grace come over me? I'm a sinner and I want to be saved by grace. And from that very moment, your life will change for eternity. You will feel it. You will know it. May God truly touch us today. And may we truly claim His peace. His peace. In Jesus' name, will you come? In the name of Jesus.